This is Pirates of Savannah, The Hunt for Seamus's Booty, by Taryn P. Lupo and Ruby N. Hilliard, narrated by Adam Lishawa. If you enjoy this audiobook, please consider supporting the artists by purchasing the book at www.amazon.com or www.lupolit.com. Chapter 1. Black Cats and Three Circles.
198, 199, 200,
Odessa counted off and commanded the other three teenagers to examine the old bricks. The group of students slowly inspected the sides of the tunnel wall.
We need more light. Do you have another flashlight in dat poke of yours?
Crystal twanged in her thick Effingham County accent. Leo's crooked smile could barely be seen in the reflections off the damp, slimy walls.
Of course, my zombie bug-out bag has everything.
The tall boy searched through the old canvas messenger bag until a cheap plastic flashlight appeared in his hand.
You can use this one,
he said as he handed the LED light to the small girl with the braids.
Thanks, Leo. I'm not real fond of the dark and being underground and such.
Mohammed spoke up using his thick Ugandan accent.
What are we looking for, Wiki?
Odessa responded,
Well, the map just shows three circles and a black cat at this point in the tunnel, then another passage leading to a huge room. I don't see another passageway. I guess it was walled off years ago. I assume we're trying to find something on the walls that will give us a hint where the old hallway was.
Well, we ain't gonna see nothing with all this slime on the walls.
The tomboy dug her small hands into the green ooze and threw a handful of it on the floor. Odessa winced at the sound of the green sludge as it made a splattering sound on the floor. The musty smell of the exposed goo was overpowering, as Odessa, nicknamed Wiki, spoke up.
Ooh-wee! That is so nasty! How can you touch it with your hands like that?
Oh, this is nothing! You should come clean the pig pens with me if you want to smell something real nasty!
The country girl grinned. Her tiny hands continued to scrape the scum from the passageway walls. A faint clanging could be heard farther down the passage from the direction they had just come. Mohammed interrupted their clumsy search.
I am telling you, Leo, there is that noise again. We are not alone down here.
The punk rock-looking teen shined his light down the long passage and scanned the area. Leo finally concluded,
Dude, we are under all of Savannah. I'm sure you can hear all kinds of noises from the surface. Don't worry about it. Just keep looking for clues.
Crystal shouted out,
Y'all come see this! I think I found something!
The tiny, slime-covered girl dug frantically at a stone, trying to clear off all of the ancient gunk.
Look! I think this is a carving of a cat on this brick here!
The group of four fell over each other, trying to get a closer look. Odessa reasoned,
This has got to be it. All right, everyone, try to find the three circles.
The party of four illuminated the wall and concentrated their light.
Look at that block over there. It looks like something round is etched into it, said Mohammed.
Fearing the filth, he pleaded,
Since you're already dirty, would you mind cleaning that section off, Crystal?
She shot the pack a look of disgust.
Y'all a bunch of princesses, you know that?
The small girl swept the slime away until they were staring at three circles in a triangle formation. In the center of the triangles was a small hole, bubbling with frothy slime. Wiki made an observation, saying,
Do you guys see how that spot in the middle is gurgling? That means air is blowing through it. There's air on the other side of this wall. It must be a secret door or something. Clang!
A noise from down the passage reverberated again. Leo looked at Mohammed and stated,
Okay, now I heard it too. Maybe something is down here with us. Let's just open this door and keep moving faster.
He turned his flashlight on Odessa.
So, Wiki, what does your gigantic Wikipedia of a brain know about old locks?
Well, they were not too complicated back then, but the keyhole was usually hidden. I think it might be as simple as jabbing a stick deep into the hole until it hits a plate, unlocking everything, the Greek girl explained.
Mohammed inquired, Well, where do we find a stick 50 feet underground? Leo dug through his precious antique satchel.
Will this work, Wiki?
He held up a wire coat hanger.
Yes, that should be small enough to fit into that little hole. Just unwind it into one long wire. I really want to ask why on earth you have a coat hanger in your apocalypse bag, but I'm going to let you work instead.
Splash, splash, splash,
echoed from down the hall. Mohammed frantically pointed his torch down the long tunnel.
That sounded like footsteps, Leo, but I still don't see anyone.
The punk kid became very serious and dropped his voice down. Did you hear any moaning? Anything like, brains, brains, brains? The Ugandan teen thought about it for a minute and said,
Nope. All I heard was footsteps in the water.
Whew. We're good then. He wiped his brow, saying, At least it is not zombies. You probably just heard a ghost. Leo's attempt at humor did nothing to calm Muhammad's fears. Here, Wiki, try this, Leo said as he handed her a long, stiff wire. The younger girl slowly fed the straightened coat hanger down into the bubbling gap. The group held their breath while Odessa, Wiki, fed the wire 2 feet into the hidden keyhole. Thump! Click! I think I got it! Okay, everyone, push on the circle markings! The four students combined their strength and pushed as a scraping noise resonated from the wall. With a screech of protest, the secret door soon became visible and arose out of the slime. A blast of musty-smelling wind blew in from the gap, causing the teens to choke on the smell. Odessa started coughing.
Oh, man! That is horrible! My cat got sick once and puked in my shoes, and it didn't even smell that foul!
Leo cut her off. I don't think we can get to this old door to move any further. There should be enough room for all of us to slip in if we suck in our guts. The Greek girl shot daggers out of her eyes at Leo. Odessa, of course, took his comment the wrong way and thought he was making a joke about her weight.
Don't worry, we can all fit,
she bit back. The four squeezed past the secret opening and gathered on the other side to regroup. A flashing could be seen as Crystal's cheap flashlight flickered off.
I think it died already, Leo. Well, thanks for a little light, anyway.
The tall boy took the dead flashlight from her and dropped it back into his bag of holding. The remaining glow illuminated the new, crude passageway. Odessa was the only one of the four that had the good sense to ask,
Does this look safe? This tunnel is just cut right out of the dirt, and those wooden planks holding it open look rotten. Heck, it looks like most of the supports have fallen down.
Her light revealed a very rough opening dug into the earth. Stones, roots, and water rolled down the sides of the walls. Leo shook it off without a thought.
Yup, I'm sure it's safe. My grandfather said they really knew how to build stuff back then. Come on, treasure awaits!
This would be like 200 years older than your granddaddy's time. I don't think he was talking about the 1700s, the Greek girl warned.
You think too much, girl. Come on!
Leo grabbed her hand and led her into the dark, muddy passage. The party pushed forward, and Muhammad immediately slipped and fell into a giant puddle. His light flicked off as it became submerged in the mucky, tepid water. He stood up and knocked the gunky mud off of his face. He checked his head to make sure he had not lost his Muslim hat in the fall.
Sorry, you guys. I think I killed another torch. You know, this country makes the cheapest stuff.
Leo helped knock the mud off of his foreign friend.
Well, technically, China made all this cheap stuff. This country just buys it. Come on, buddy, we still got 2 lights.
Crystal rarely feared anything, but this whole experience was really starting to get to her nerves. Her hands started shaking, and Odessa noticed. The Greek-looking Wiki spoke up to ease her friend's fear.
Okay, until we find a way out of here, we should keep talking. I don't care about what, but I don't like this pitch-black darkness.
Crystal's anxiety was already taking hold.
Yes, yes, yes! I agree with Wiki! Let's all jabber about something! Anything!
Okay, I will pick a topic, and you guys have to each talk about it until we come up with an idea, Odessa offered. The other three in the group half-heartedly mumbled, Yeah, okay, whatever, sure. The round girl with the curly black hair continued,
Okay, I'm picking a topic, and each of you have to talk about it. The first topic is, what was your last day of school like before this summer? Leo, you go first.
Silence overcame the group as they waited for the punk rock kid's tale to distract them from their situation. Even though he could not see his friends' faces, he still felt the other three's eyes on him, all waiting for an answer. Leo Stedman bent to the peer pressure and finally groaned,
Fine. I will tell you my story about what happened on my last day, but it was completely unfair. Ugh, I really hated that school.
This is Pirates of Savannah, The Hunt for Seamus's Booty, by Taryn P. Lupo and Ruby N. Hilliard, narrated by Adam Lishawa. If you enjoy this audiobook, please consider supporting the artists by purchasing the book at www.amazon.com or www.lupolit.com.